Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stresses citizen-centric governance guided by Nagarik Devo Bhava Mantra. Addresses Karma Yogi Sadhana Saptah 2026. Government fully exempts customs duty on 40 critical petrochemical products till 30th of June amid West Asia conflict. Defence exports hit record 38,424 crore rupees in previous financial year. Supreme Court criticises West Bengal administration over judicial officers being held hostage during SIR drive in Malda, allows Election Commission to seek central probe, asks poll panel to deploy central forces. Filing of nominations begins for second phase of West Bengal Assembly elections. And in IPL cricket, hosts Kolkata Knight Riders to face Sunrisers Hyderabad this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that India's rapidly changing aspirations demand a governance model that is not only efficient but deeply citizen-centric. Mr. Modi stated this in a video message while addressing the Karma Yogi Sadhana Saptah 2026.
आज गवर्नेंस के जिस सिद्धांत को लेकर हम आगे बढ़ रहे हैं उसका मूल मंत्र है नागरिक देवो भव। इस मंत्र में समाहित भावना के साथ आज पब्लिक सर्विस को ज्यादा कैपेबल, नागरिकों के लिए ज्यादा सेंसिटिव बनाने पर फोकस किया जा रहा है। अब शासन को सिटीजन सेंट्रिक बनाकर एक नई पहचान दी जा रही है।
The Prime Minister highlighted that improving ease of living and quality of life should be the primary focus of governance. Turning to the critical importance of technology, the Prime Minister pointed to the deep integration of technology into government functioning over the past 11 years, spanning governance, service delivery and the economy.
हमने गवर्नेंस और डिलीवरी से लेकर इकोनॉमी तक टेक रिवॉल्यूशन की ताकत देखी है। अब एआई की दस्तक के बाद ये बदलाव और तेज होने वाला है, इसलिए टेक्नोलॉजी को समझना और उसका सही उपयोग करना ये पब्लिक सर्विस का एक जरूरी हिस्सा बन चुका है। इसलिए एआई के क्षेत्र में कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग और निरंतर लर्निंग को फैसिलिटेट करने के लिए काम हो रहा है। इसमें आप सभी की भागीदारी और सहभागिता दोनों बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है।
The week-long Karma Yogi Sadhana Saptah started from today. The event is being collectively organized by the Department of Personnel and Training, Capacity Building Commission and Karma Yogi Bharat. It aims to build the capacity, performance and efficiency of civil servants across the country. The event also coincides with the Commission's Foundation Day and 5 years of Mission Karma Yogi. The government has decided to provide full customs duty exemption on a total of 40 critical petrochemical products till the 30th of June in view of the ongoing conflict in West Asia and the consequent disruptions in global supply chains. The Finance Ministry in a statement said customs duty has been exempted on items including methanol, anhydrous ammonia, toluene, styrene, dichloromethane or methylene chloride and vinyl chloride monomer, among others. It said the measure has been taken as a temporary and targeted relief to ensure continued availability of critical petrochemical inputs for the domestic industry. It noted that the step will help reduce cost pressures on downstream sectors and safeguard supply stability in the country. Defence exports have touched an all-time high of 38,424 crore rupees in the financial year 2025-26. The growth marks a significant rise of over 14,802 crore rupees, which is 62.66% compared to the previous fiscal year's exports of 23,622 crore rupees. The Defence Ministry said defence public sector undertakings accounted for 54.84% of the achievement, while the private sector contributed 45.16%. The Ministry said the sharp rise highlights the increasing global acceptance of Indian-made defence products and the sector's growing integration into the international supply chains. Lauding the performance, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh asserted that India is marching ahead towards becoming a global manufacturing hub for defence equipment. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has informed the Rajya Sabha that the Parliament will be adjourned today and will meet again after 2 to 3 weeks for an important legislation related to women's reservation. Replying to Congress leader Jairam Ramesh on legislative business of the House, Mr. Rijiju said the government has consulted with over 80% of parties on the matter. He, however, said the principal opposition party, Congress, has written to the government for convening the parliament after the conclusion of the assembly elections. The minister said the government is not going arbitrarily and consulting with all the parties and MPs. Mr. Rijiju said women's reservation is an issue that should be passed unanimously in parliament.
We have a bounded duty, a commitment which the House has given, the Parliament of India has given to the women of this nation. For us, this is nothing to do with a specific state election. This is a commitment, this is a duty of the House. We have to take it forward because we have certain limitation when we look at the time scale. We have a limited time in hand and we have repeatedly asked the honourable members of the opposition party.
Leader of the opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, demanded an all-party meeting on the matter so that all parties can present their views and move the proposal forward. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal has clarified that prepaid electric smart meters are not compulsory for all consumers. The minister was replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today.
Smart meter ke karan se.
Prepaid electric smart meters are not being imposed forcefully on any consumers as it is optional. Wherever prepaid systems have been implemented, the losses of companies have been eliminated and they have moved into profit. Currently, the losses of power distribution companies have reached to nearly 7 lakh crore rupees. Prepaid smart meters are being introduced to ensure proper bill collection.
Taki sare desh mein bijli theek se bane.
Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu has said there will be no compromise when it comes to the safety and security of civil aviation operations. He said, as a responsible country, India is committed to fully adhering to these policies, guidelines and rules. The minister was replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today. On weather forecasting, Mr. Naidu said the Ministry of Civil Aviation is working closely with the India Meteorological Department to improve accuracy.
International Civil Aviation Organization decide karta hai.
On weather forecasting, the Ministry of Civil Aviation is working closely with the India Meteorological Department, IMD, to improve accuracy. Advanced instruments have been installed at the airports to provide real-time data on fog, cloud cover, coastal weather and other atmospheric conditions. Whenever new technologies emerge, the Ministry actively welcomes and adopts it at the airports to enhance the ability to predict the weather more accurately. Any operational challenges or disturbances are promptly addressed with full effort and coordination.
Turbulence ka agar kahin pe vishay rehta hai to usko bhi address karne ke liye hamari tarah se puri koshish yahi rehti hai.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Supreme Court today took a serious note of an incident in West Bengal's Malda district, where 7 judicial officials engaged in the Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise were taken hostage, terming it deplorable. Taking Seomoto cognizance of the incident, the court criticised the state administration and sought responses from the state chief secretary, director general of police and other officials over their inaction on the issue. All these officers have been directed to remain present virtually before the Supreme Court on the 6th of this month. A bench headed by Chief Justice Suryakant, along with Justices Joy Mallya Bagchi and Vipul M. Pancholi, permitted the Election Commission to seek a probe by the CBI or NIA into the unfortunate incident. The bench also asked the poll panel to requisition central forces from anywhere in the country to ensure the safety of officials, their families and staff involved in the SIR exercise. The top court observed that the incident appeared to be a calculated and motivated attempt to demoralize judicial officers and disrupt the ongoing electoral process, adding that the state's law and order machinery seemed to have broken down. Referring to media reports, the bench described the episode as a brazen attempt to intimidate judicial officers and challenge the authority of the court. According to officials, protesters initially sought a meeting with the judicial officers. After being denied entry, they staged a demonstration and geraoed the premises, trapping 7 judicial officials inside, including 3 women. The filing of nomination papers has begun for the second phase of assembly elections in West Bengal with the issuance of notification today. 142 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 29th of this month. Candidates may submit their nominations till the 9th of April. The submitted nomination papers will be scrutinized the following day. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 13th of April. Meanwhile, campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry, where single-phase polling will be held on the 9th of this month. In our constituency profile series today, we focus on Ganjirapalli Assembly seat of Kottayam district in Kerala, with 4 key candidates in the fray. The political contest in Ganjirapalli is set to draw significant attention this election season. We have a report.
Ganjirapalli Assembly constituency of Kottayam district lies between the midland and high ranges of Kerala, and it's known for the rubber-based agrarian economy. Ganjirapalli constituency, with more than 177,500 voters, is having 4 candidates in the fray this time. Union Minister of State and BJP leader George Kurian is the NDA candidate here. Sitting MLA and Chief Whip of the government, Dr. N. Jayaraj from Kerala Congress M, is the LDF candidate. Ronnie K. Baby of Indian National Congress is the UDF candidate. BSP has fielded Tambi Kaumbadam. Midhi M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya today said India Post is now moving fast to become a major logistics powerhouse in the country and aims to be a global player by 2030. The minister made these remarks while releasing a commemorative stamp marking 75 years of Postal Training Center Saharanpur in New Delhi. U.S. President Donald Trump has said American forces will finish the job in Iran as soon as the core strategic objectives near completion. In a televised address from the White House, President Trump touted the successes of the U.S. campaign Operation Epic Fury against Iran, saying the U.S. is winning bigger than ever before. Meanwhile, the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad has issued an urgent security alert warning that Iran-aligned Iraqi armed groups could carry out attacks in central Baghdad within the next 24 to 48 hours. Hanuman Jayanti is being celebrated today in different parts of the country with religious fervour. The day commemorates the birth of Lord Hanuman. In the national capital, devotees were thronging the Hanuman temple since early morning to offer prayers. In Uttar Pradesh, a long queue of people could also be seen at Hanuman temples across the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Home Minister Amit Shah have extended greetings to the nation on the occasion. Benchmark domestic equity indices pared some of their early losses but were still trading about 0.7% lower in the afternoon session today. The Sensex shed 516 points to 72,618, while the Nifty lost 147 points to 22,532 when reports last came in. In IPL cricket, hosts Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad in Kolkata this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Delhi Capitals defeated hosts Lucknow Supergiants by 6 wickets. The Intermeteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh today. Parts of Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Telangana and northeastern states are expected to witness thunderstorms and lightning during the day. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stresses citizen-centric governance guided by Nagrik Devo Bhava Mantra. Addresses Karma Yogi Sadhana Saptah 2026. Government fully exempts customs duty on 40 critical petrochemical products till 30th of June amid West Asia conflict. Defence exports hit record 38,424 crore rupees in previous financial year. Supreme Court criticises West Bengal administration over judicial officers being held hostage during SIR drive in Malda allows Election Commission to seek central probe. And an IPL cricket host Kolkata Knight Riders to face Sunrisers Hyderabad this evening. With that, we end the midday news.